Chapter 4. Jake. I feel bad even going to this party, I said. Darlene should have invited Marco. He wouldn't have done the Baby Ruth thing again. He's much more mature now. Sort of.
I feel a little guilty too,
Cassie said. She lowered her voice to a whisper and put her mouth close to my ear.
But I seem to remember you saying we should all take the weekend off and be normal. So I'm going to be normal.
We were both in our swimsuits, sitting in those long pool chairs. You know, the ones that you can adjust so you're lying down or sitting up. There were 40 or 50 kids around the pool. Darlene's family has money, I guess, because it's a very nice pool. There was a long table loaded up with chips and dip and cold cuts. And there were coolers full of iced soft drinks. There was decent rock music playing on the stereo. Some kids were dancing. It wasn't even noon yet, but the sun was already bright. It was going to be hot, that was for sure. I almost envied Rachel heading up to the mountains. It would probably be cooler up there. It feels weird to just sit around and relax, I said. As soon as the words were out of my mouth, I heard a blood-curdling scream. Someone shrieked. Someone else cried. I sat straight up. Trouble. I could feel the familiar rush of adrenaline. I quickly looked around, checking for the ways to escape, the places where we could stand and fight, the places we might be able to hide for a quick morph. People were running. No, on a closer look, only a couple of girls were running. They were the ones screaming.
That's Darlene,
Cassie said. She sent me a puzzled, worried look.
Oh, get it away from me!
Darlene screamed.
Get it away!
Darlene ran straight toward us. She ran like the hounds of hell were right behind her. She screamed.
It's after me!
What is it? I yelled to no one in particular.
Mice.
This girl named Tracy yelled.
Mice!
Then I spotted them. Two tiny, harmless little mice. Two little mice, chasing Darlene like a pair of lions trying to bring down a buffalo. Darlene dodged right. The mice went right after her. And then something very interesting happened. This guy named Hans yelled,
Darlene, run this way! I'll stomp them.
Darlene headed for Hans. Hans raised his foot up ready to stomp the mice as they shot past. But suddenly the mice turned a sharp left, shot around behind Hans, and tore off after Darlene again. Right then I knew. The mice had heard Hans's plan. They had dodged away to safety.
Real mice don't chase people,
Cassie said, giving me a meaningful look. No, they don't, I agreed.
Marco,
Cassie whispered.
And he must have dragged Axe into it, too.
I'll kill him, I said, just as soon as we save him. I raced around the pool. I tore through a mess of overturned chairs and soda cans and paper plates. Cassie went the other way.
Help me! Help me!
Darlene screamed, running toward the patio door.
Hey!
Cassie yelled as loudly as she could.
It's just a couple of mice. Nothing to be afraid of.
One of the mice hesitated. Marco had recognized Cassie's voice. You know, if those mice want to live, they should go to Cassie, I said, trying to sound like I was making a joke. Otherwise, someone might kill them. Then, under my breath, I added, someone like me.
I heard that,
Marco said to me in thought speak. I could hear his thought speak, but since I was not in a morph, I could not reply. Probably a good thing. I might have used some words I shouldn't use. It was total pandemonium. 40 kids running around like idiots. Half running away from the mice, half running after the mice. Everyone making lots of noise.
Come here, little mice,
Cassie said loudly. We were trying to make Marco realize he had to head for Cassie. I knew he could hear us. Mice have excellent hearing. But Marco either didn't get it or had decided he wasn't done chasing Darlene. Darlene was not done screaming, either. She reached the patio door. She was still screaming as she disappeared inside her house. Marco was after her like a shot, with Axe right behind.
Don't worry,
I heard Marco say in thought speak a few seconds later.
We're down in the basement. We're demorphing. Just make sure no one comes down to the basement looking for mice.
Oh man, I muttered. I ran for the patio door. Thump! I slammed hard into Hans, and both of us went rolling. No less than 8 other people slammed into us, one right after another. It was like some bad football game, all of us jumbled together, yelling and giggling and pushing and trying to untangle our legs and arms. As it turned out, that pileup saved my life. I sucked wind and tried to stand up, and the sky above us grew dark. It was so sudden and so complete that everyone just froze. I looked up. The sun was hidden behind a swirling cloud of dust. Like a flat tornado. A tornado in a clear sky. I felt a terrible sensation of dread from deep down inside. The dust swarm grew solid. Within seconds, it assumed a shape. A shape like nothing ever seen on planet Earth. And then it struck.